Today's daf is Krisos Daf Chof Beis, and we are about 15 lines from the top of Daf Chof Beis Amid Aleph Tanan Mosam. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So the topic of the first part of today's daf is really a continuation of yesterday's daf, and that is the Halacha of Daf. As we mentioned yesterday, the Isser for a person to eat blood is mentioned several times in the Torah. It's mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Sav, and Parshas Achrimois, and twice in Parshas Reh. Not just that. The Torah mentions the Isser Dam in the form of a Loisaseh, and says that if somebody eats Dam, he's going to be Chayiv Karas. Additionally, we mentioned yesterday that when the Torah mentions the Isser Dam, the Torah says, Rak Chazak Levilti Achoyl Hadam. The Torah uses the word Chazak. Rashi, quoting Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefri, says that the reason the Torah used the word Chazak is because Chazak means strengthen yourself. And apparently, the Yidden needed special chizak when it came to the Isser Dam, and it's because they were shtufim in Dam. When the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, they used to eat blood. Why would the Yidden in Mitzrayim eat blood? So much so that they were so shtufim in it that they couldn't separate themselves from it, that the Torah had to say Chazak. The Ramban says it's not because they had such a taiva for the taste of blood, but it really comes to an understanding of what Dam represented, and it relates to the Avodah Zarah that the Yidden were shtufim in when they were in Mitzrayim. The Yidden were over the Avodah Zarah like the Mitzrayim were, and the primary Avodah Zarah of the ancient Egyptians was they used to worship demons, and an integral part of worshiping demons was eating blood. They would offer a sacrifice to the demon, and then they would eat from the blood of that sacrifice. That was a crucial part of their avodah. It was something that was part and parcel of their culture, of their way of life, so much so that the Torah had to use this Lashon Chazak. Ramban says the only time you find the word Chazak is when you're dealing with Kol HaTorah Kula. Hashem tells Yeshua Benon and Sefi Yeshua, Rak Chazak Fiyamatz. Chazak is when you're talking about everything. And here, with regards to an Isser Dam, which is one halacha, you find the Lashon Chazak says the Ramban, it must be that the Isser Dam was related to Yesoida Chasidus v'Shoyrish Avodah Tmimah. It was related to the Yidden changing their former way of life to this new mahalach of Tamim Tia and Hashem Alekech. Either way, that's some of the ideas that we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf. Another thing that we saw is that even though the Torah says that if somebody eats Dam, he's over Eloisase and Ischaif Karis, but not all bloods were created equally. In fact, there's a Tosefta right here in Mesechtas Krisos which says, Arba Avoistam. There are four classes when it comes to blood. There's blood that if somebody eats, he's going to be over Eloisase, he's going to be Chayiv Karis. Then there's blood if somebody eats, he'll only be over Eloisase. So it's an Issa Deiraisa, so he's going to get Malkus, but he won't be Chayiv Karis. Then there's blood that if somebody eats, won't be over any Issa Deiraisa at all. No Karis, no Eloisase, but it's awesome in the Rabbanah. And then there's blood that if somebody eats, he's going to, it's okay, you're even allowed to eat it, Likat Chila. Now, as it relates to which dam, which bloods is someone going to be over the loisaseh and be chayiv karas? Meaning, which dam falls into the first category? So the Mishnah says, "Achal dam shchita bebehema bechayiv oif." If someone eats the blood of a behema, chayiv or oif, there he's going to be over the loisaseh and he's going to be chayiv karas. The truth is, the pasuk says clearly, "V'chol dam loisoichlu v'chol moish veiseichem loif ala behema." Then the Torah mentions the chayiv karas, and we learn from a klal prato klal exactly which bloods have this halacha. But it's pretty simple. It's chaya, it's oif, it's behema. In fact, it's so mefurish in the pasuk that we saw yesterday's daf. The Gemara even asked the kasha, "What do I need a klal prato klal to be? What am I being marba that's not mefurish in the pasuk?" The Mishnah says, "When are you chayiv karis? When is behema chayiv oif?" What does the pasuk say? Oifim behema chayiv bechlal behema. So a klal prato klal usually is including something that's not mefurish. Over here, everything is mefurish, and the Gemara says kvi. That's what the Gemara's answer was, according to the Man Omar, that a kfi is not a suffix, but rather a kfi is a beria bifnei atzmai. Stating that, the Mishnah was also clear that not all bloods of a behema, chaya noif, is one going to be chayiv karas. So you have to know which bloods, in terms of the blood of a fish, blood of a grasshopper, the blood of mahal cheshtayim, all this we saw yesterday. Okay, now we know that it's only the blood of a behema chayiv oif that falls into the first category where there's a loisa say and this karis. The question is it all dam of a behemah chayiv oif, or is it only some of the dams of a behemah chayiv oif? So the Mishnah began the discussion, and the Gemara in today's daf is going to elaborate on it. So again, what did the Mishnah say? Achal dam shchita the behemah bechayiv oif bein tmei bein tahirim, or dam nechira dam ikor. So dam shchita, dam nechira, dam ikor is all very similar. It's all dam that comes from the kon and the veshet, the trachea and the esophagus. Shchita is supposed to be done in the simonim, and if the dam that one eats came from a behemah chayiv oif, but specifically from the two simonim of the behemah chayiv oif, then for sure he's going to be chayiv karis. What if it's dam hakaza? What if somebody bloodlet? Somebody just removed dam out of the behemoth? And the Mishnah says it depends. If it's shana shama yoitzaboy, and some have the girsa, if it's shana shama tluyaboy, chayovanola. But if it's not dam hakaza, shana shama yoitzaboy, or shana shama tluyaboy, then you're not going to be chayiv. We'll see what that means. Dam atchoil, the Mishnah said, the blood of the spleen of a behemoth chayiv. Dam halev, the blood of the heart of a behemoth chayiv. Dam beitzim, then the halacha is he's not going to be chayiv karis. Dam atamtzis, we'll see what that means. And the chacham. So you see again that not all dam of a behemah chayiv oif are you going to be chayiv karis. Why not? What's pasha pshat? Dam means oif and behemah. So why is it that some dams yeah and some dams not? So this is an important introduction. It's pasha pshat in everything that we're learning today. And the answer is it's based on pesukei haTorah. The pasuk in Parshas Achrei Vayis, one of the several times that the Torah mentions the iser dam, says as follows: the ish ish mi beis shomana gara gor besoicham asher yoichal kol dam, says the pasuk, he's chayiv karis. Why? Ki nefesh habasar badam hi. Because the soul of a person is in the blood. And it's for that reason, says the pasuk, Vanino Satav Lechem Alam Mizbech Lechapar Naf Shesech. And that's precisely why we take the dam of a garban and we put it on the Mizbech. Ki Adam Hu Banefesh Echap. Rashi says, Tovay Nefesh Vetechapar Ala Nefesh. The reason is because the dam represents the soul. And the pasuk says it again in Parashas Re'eh, Rach Chazak Levilti Achoyl Adam, Ki Adam Hu Anefesh V'loi Soich Ala Nefesh Ima Basar. So the Torah gives a time of the crop. You don't have to be Rav Shimon to be Dairish time of the Krah. This is Mefurish in the Pasuk. The Pasuk gives us the time of the Krah. The Pasuk says, you want to know why there's an Isra Achilas Dam? The reason is, Ki Adam Hu Hanefesh. Because the soul of a person is represented in the blood. You don't eat the soul of a person. Makes sense. You don't eat the soul of a person. But that's the Isra. So we learn from here that it's only Dam that represents the Nefesh HaBasa that you're not allowed to eat. But if it's not dam that represents the nefesh habasar, it's going to be okay. So if someone is bleeding from his finger, is that dam that comes out of his finger dam hanefesh? I don't know. Dam shchita, that, yeah, for sure. So that's the question. The question is, which dam is classified as dam hanefesh? Which dam is not classified as dam hanefesh? Either way, the Mishnah began this discussion, and now the Gemara is going to go into it a little bit more detail. Tanan also we learned in a Mishnah, Halev Koiroi Umoitzi Es Damai. When somebody shechts an animal, a kosher animal, so if you want to eat the heart of an animal, you have to tear it up and you have to remove its blood. So one of the things you have to do when you want to eat kosher meat is you have to kasher the meat. What does kashering meat mean? You have to make sure that you remove, you extract the blood of the meat. It's related to the sugya. Because if you're not allowed to eat dam, then naturally you would have to remove the dam of different parts of meat that you want to eat. Stating that, the lave is a little bit more complicated. The heart pumps blood. There's blood in the heart. So you need to tear it up and remove its dam. You can't rely on the simple process of kashu. Let's say somebody didn't tear open the lave and he ate it. Any over all. He's not over, meaning he's not going to be chayv kars. I'm Rav Zeir, I'm Rav. This is only true with regards to the lave of a bird. Hayova imbay kezayis, because very small, it doesn't have the shear. It's less than a kezayis. So being that it doesn't have the shear of kezayis, therefore if somebody eats it, he's not going to be chayiv karis, because it's a pachas mikashir. Chatzi shear, you're for sure not going to be punished. Even Rabbi Yoichanan, that holds chatzi shear asam in HaTorah, agrees you don't get punished for a chatzi shear. Aval lave behemo di yesh bay kezayis, but lave behemo, which has a kezayis, asr, in that case, it's going to be asr, v'chayov in all of karis. Meis vefeit the Gemara, is that true? You chayiv karis if you eat the lave of a behemoth because there's dam in the lave of a behemoth, dam atchoil, the blood of a spleen, dam alev, dam akloiz, dam yivarim, hare elu b'loi saseh. So this is the Tosefta that mentions the four classes of dam. Dam malchishtayim, dam shkotzim, dam asa, asa vein chayiv and olav. But what does it say? Dam halev, is in the example of Hare Elav Loisaseh. How could you tell me that it's only the lave of an oif that there's no karis because it's pachas mikashir, but the lave of a behemoth, being that it has a kezias, there is karis, it's mefurshim the teisefta, that dam halev falls into the category of where it's only loisaseh but there's no karis, says the Gemara, kik toni ein chayovin olav al dam dile ki kamar rav the osile meyama, the tesefta that says that there's no karis if somebody eats the heart, that's referring to the blood that's in the heart itself. So every organ has its own blood, just like we mentioned the blood of the spleen, the blood of the kidneys. So there's the dam of the lev, that dam you're not going to be chayav for it. That's not called dam hanefesh. When Rav said that if somebody eats the lev of a behemoth, he doesn't tear it up to remove the dam, he's going to be chayav karis if there was a kezias of dam, he was referring to dam that came from other parts of the body into the heart. That dam could be dam hanefesh, and for that time you're going to be chayav karis. Ki kamar Rav dasik le me'alma, says the Gemara, dam dilei. In other words, he's telling me when the tesefta says that you're not chayav karis for eating dam halev, it's referring to its own dam. Haynu dam evarim. Isn't that dam evarim? It said in the tesefta, dam atchoyl, dam halev, dam akloyis, dam evarim. Dam evarim is all inclusive. What is dam halev being marbur? The dam of the aver of the lev, that's included in dam evarim. Must be dam halev means something else. But the Gemara says, well, tamech, according to you, me like tani dam kloyis, it says dam kloyis, vik tani dam evarim, and it says dam evarim. So how are you going to explain that? Bishlami, the lev, there's different dam. There's the dam of the lev, and then there's the dam that comes from outside the body. But the kloyos doesn't have blood filtering through it. So if that's the case, how's that going to work? Elotani v'hadotani. You have to say, dam evarim, and it just specified dam kloyos. Hachinami toni v'hadotani. Says, me'alma me'echa osile. It sounds like if somebody would eat a kezias of dam the osile me'alma, that's in the lev of a behemoth, he would be chayav karis. And it doesn't mean, again, the dam of the lev. It means the dam that came from elsewhere. So it sounds like he could have dam hanefesh in the lev. Where is it coming from? How does that play out? I'm Rav Zeira. B'shosh ha'neshama yoytza mishrav sharif. Rashi says that when an animal gasps for its final breaths as it's being slaughtered, so it causes blood to go into its heart, so there could be dam hanefesh, the regular dam shchita, which for sure is a chayav karis, can end up in the heart of the animal. Thus, if somebody eats from the heart of a behemoth, which is very big, there may be a kezias, you may have dam shchita. Again, had the dam shchita get there because it sucked it in as it was dying, as opposed to dam oif, there it's not going to be an issue. Fight. So the Mishnah said that what if somebody bloodlets an animal? Dam hakozo. That blood. Yechi of Karis or not Chi of Karis? In other words, is it considered Dam HaNefesh or is it not considered Dam HaNefesh? And the Mishnah said it depends. Dam HaKozo Shanashomo Yoitzeboy Chayovin Olav Zoktigamoro Itmar Ezeu Dam HaKozo Shanashomo. Our gear sahir is tuluya boy, same thing. Yoitzaboy or tuluya boy. Rabbi Yechon, it says, calls mancha mikaleach. Rish Lakish says, mitipo hamashcheres ve'elach. So Rashi gives us a little bit of a background in order to properly understand this Gemara. If you take a look at Rashi, dibur hamaskel dam hakozel. Read it inside. It says Rashi, when somebody bloodlets an animal, the blood comes out in four stages. Betchila shachar. Initially, the blood comes out black. Va'achachach yoitzal. And then it turns red. Ushteim b'shisa. And when it's black and then turns red, it trickles out. It doesn't come out forcefully. Then it comes out forcefully. And then afterwards, when there isn't so much dam coming out, again it starts trickling. It starts trickling out again. So first it comes out black, it trickles. Then it switches to red, still trickling out. Then it comes forcefully, it's red now. And then finally, it trickles out again while it's still red. So the question is, which dam is considered the dam hakozo, where we say that blood is dam hanefesh? Says again the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said it's kolzman shemikalech. It's when it's mikalech. That was the third of the four stages. The third one was where it comes out forcefully. Rabbi Yochanan says that dam is called dam hanefesh. That's the dam where if you bloodlet an animal and you eat it, you're going to be chayv karis. Vishlok, you said, mitipa mashcheres ve'elach. From when it converts from being black to red, all the dam is already considered dam hanefesh. So the first initial blood that comes out is black. After that, the latter three stages are all red. So according to Vishlok, all three of those stages are going to be that. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's one of the four stages. The third, according to Vishlok, it's the latter three. Meisve, eze, utam hakozo shana shomu yitz, vakoz manche mekaleach, yotza dam hatanzi. Sounds like when it's mikaleach, it's dam hanefesh. But once it's choice, it's not dam hanefesh anymore. My love, the reason why the choice is who get dam hatamsus dami. Doesn't it sound like from this brayso that as long as it's shoyseis, it's not considered dama nefesh, calls manshem mikaleach. Now the brisa was toiled in dama tamsis. So what's dama tamsis? So dama tamsis was mentioned in the Mishnah. Usually, when you have dama tamsis, it comes up in Masechet Zvachim in the context of zrika. The Gemara will mention it briefly later, and that is that the after you shecht an animal, so dam comes out. That's the real dam hanefesh. That's your textbook dam hanefesh. You shecht an animal, that's how the Mishnah started. Dam hashchita, dam ikor, dam nechira, the dam that comes from the kona and the veshet, that's the real dam hanefesh. Stating that, it's not all the dam. The dam that comes out forcefully is considered the dam hanefesh. The dam that trickles out later is considered dam hatamsis. And that's a machlokes of Yudin Chacham, where the dam hatamsis was treated as dam hanefesh or wasn't treated as dam hanefesh. Now here we're not talking about the dam that came from the Beis HaShchita. We're talking about dam hakaza. So where does dam hatamsis come into dam hakaza? Usually dam hatamsis is in relation to a shchita. Here you have dam hatamsis in relation to a hakaza. So it sounds like from the Gemara that after the four stages, there's a fifth stage. As I stated in Aruch Laner, that's what it sounds like. So then there's even a dama tamsis. But regardless, that's the reason that we're referring to dama tamsis in this price. But what we need is one thing. According to Rabbi Yochanan, dama nefesh is when it's mikaleach. According to Reish Lakish, once it turns red, everything is dama nefesh. The price definitely sounds more like Rabbi Yochanan than Reish Lakish. Because the price says, Ezeu dama kaza, kos mancha mikaleach. So the Gemara says, isn't that a tuf to the Reish Lakish? The Gemara says, loy lemute, dama mashcha, dam rishon v'achrin, avagav tu shoyses. Hainu dama nefesh lav dafka, could be it was just coming to exclude the dam when it's black and when it's shoyses. But once it turns red, even if it's shoyses, could be that would be considered dama nefesh. Meisvei zeu dam dama kozo, not rishon hakozo, because mach mekaleach yotze rishon va'achroin mepneishu shoyses. If the Reish Lakish here, it's very clear. I mean, here it's mefurish. On malach, Reish Lakish is going to say as it relates to this price, I could always tell you tanoi. It's a chlikis tanoi. I'm going to the price. Zeu dama nefesh because mach mekaleach divri rabbi loz shemenoimer mitiba mashcheres veilach. And the Reish Lakish says, I can see there's a price not like me, but it's machlekes tanoim. I hold like one tana, that price holds like the other tana. The bottom line is, it's machlekes rabbi Reish Lakish. Which part of the dama kozo is the dama nefesh? The Mishnah says it's the dam shana shama tluya bai. Which one is that? It's according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the third of the four, maybe five stages. According to Reish Lakish, once the dam turns red, all the dam is considered dam hanefesh. Tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, the dam chalolim yishtem. Bilam said this. Bilam referred to the Yidin as lions. The dam chalolim yishtem. They drink the blood of the chalolim, of the dead animals. Prat the dam kiluach sheinim machshes hazram. We learn from here a very big chiddush. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel said, we know dam is a mashka. And because dam is a mashka, it could be machsher oichlin to be makabel tumah. Stating that, it's only the dam of a cholol, the dam that comes out of an animal after it's already dead, that's the dam that's machsher. But the dam that comes out of an animal as it's dying, as in the dam anefesh, it's not considered a mashka, and it doesn't have an ability to be machsher. So the dam chalolim yishta, prat the dam kiluach, she'enim machsher esazram. Who does this sound like? It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's dam kiluach is dam hanefesh. And being that it's dam hanefesh, it's not the dam of the cholol, it's the dam that makes the animal a cholol. Dam chololim sounds like it's a cholol first and then the dam came out. Either way, boy, Rabbi Yemin, Rabbi Zeir, he kis dam lebehem, if he don't say kois, what if somebody was makis dam and he was mekabel the dam of the animal in two koises? So he has it in two cups now. So he did hakazas dam, a lot of blood is coming out, and he filled up two cups. Now, Allah Rishon, somebody drinks the first cup, Tibra Kol Chayev, because it's for sure dam hakaza shana shama tluya boy in that cup. Allah Rishon, what about in the last one? I'm a lazy. He told him, Pluk Tirabi Reish Lakish. I think, or not, I think, it's a mafurish machloik, it's Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. It mehik is nam lebehemo, the kibbut omim shnei kais, somebody who's not kazam, he's a kabbut nam and two kais, shlokish me chayv shtei chatois, Rabbi Yechon omay, ne chayv alachas. Shlokish says two, Rabbi Yechon says only one. What's the shayl if you'll be chayv for the second cup and up? It's Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish with the shitosayo. Rabbi Yechon Lashitosay who said that the dam of dam hakaza is only that one stage. It's only the dam kivuach. He held that you're only going to get that in the first cup. But if you fill up two cups, by the time you're filling up the second cup, it's not being mekaleach anymore. Once it's not mekaleach, it's not dam shana shama tluyaboy. It's not dam shana shama tluyaboy. There's no chiv karis. There's no chiv karis. There's no chiv chatas. So the only time you can be chayv chatas is for the first kais. You can't be chayv for the second kais. Reish Lakish l'shitasei holds and no. Once the dam turns red, it's all dam shana shama tluyaboy. Even if it's only being shot, even if it's in the fourth stage, it doesn't matter. It's still considered. So by the second cup, for sure you're gonna. If you filled it up, you filled it up. So there's dam there. So if there's dam there, you're gonna be chayv chatas. It's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish l'shitasei. The mechayev dam atamsis. Again, the Mishnah discussed dam shchita, dam nechira, dam ikor. What about dam atamsis? We said dam atamsis is the dam that comes after shchita, That's the classic, the textbook definition of Dama Tamsus. But it's not the dam that gushes out right when you do the Shechita. It's the dam that makes itself out and trickles its way out. The Tanakhama said, Dama Tamsus in Chayav and Olav. Rabbi Yehuda said, you are Chayav for Dama Tamsus. Omer Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Moedir Rabbi Yehuda in Kapara. This is an important Kachem Halacha. That even Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that the Dama Tamsus is considered the Dama Nefesh, as it relates to the Israelis now, but he's moed as it relates to a Zriko, as it relates to a carbon, Dam Atamsis is not considered Dam Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ki Adam hu benefesh yichaper, and we learn from there, Dam Shenefesh yoitze bei mechaper, v'sheina nefesh yoitze bei eina mechaper. Meaning, Yehuda agrees that the Dam Atamsis is not the Dam HaNefesh. He just holds that you're still chai of karis if you eat the Dam HaNefesh. But as it relates to Zrika, for sure the Torah says, Ki Adam hu benefesh yichaper, v'ani nesatuf lechem ala mizbeach lechaper al nafshi seichem. So with that, for sure, Zrika is related to Tovoy Nefesh v'techaper ala nefesh. So you have to have Dam HaNefesh. Dam HaTamsis is for sure not Dam HaNefesh. Omer, nachma yischaf and anamiti. Never right. Time to go to the price. So, Dam, matam, when you're called Dam, the vision of Mekhi Adam, who benefesh yichaper, in Leo, Dam kochim, shanefesh yoitzeb, had it not said called Dam. I would have thought that the only time you chai for this rachil is Dam, is if you eat Dam, shanefesh yoitzeb, boy. But how would you know Shumichab Dam Chulav Dam Tamsis Minayin? How do you know Dam Chulin and Dam Tamsis you're going to be chayiv for as well? Talmud Loimar called Dam. So the Torah had to say called Dam. Why? Because had it only said Dam, you would have thought Dam Tamsis is not included. Why not? Because you would have thought only Dam Kotchen. Dam that you could use as Riko is the Dam Yechayiv for. Therefore, the Torah had to say called Dam. Now says the Gemara, Stam Sifra, this is a Sifra. Stam Sifra is who? Rabbi Yehuda. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say then in this braisa? He said there would have been a havamina without the word kol, that the only time you chayef for achilas nam is if you eat dam that you could put on the mizbeach. Not dam atamsis. Only dam you could put. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that dam atamsis is a chayef chorus, which would then mean that for dam atamsis you could put it on mizbeach. This is dam anefesh. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. You see from this braisa not that way. That even though Rabbi Yehuda said a chiddush regarding this Achilas Dam, that Dam HaTamsis is considered Dam, that was a chiddush with regards to the Isra Achilas Dam. But Rabbi Yehuda did not say a shita of Dam HaTamsis as it relates to the Dam that could go on the mizbeach. Which is interesting because the Torah seems to put the two together. The Torah seems to say that why you're not allowed to eat Dam? Ki anefesh habaser badami. Vani nasatav lochem al amizbech lechaper al nafshoy seichem ki adam hu banefesh yechaper. Stating that you have a Rabbi Yehuda shita where Rabbi Yehuda says that dam atamsis is considered dam as it relates to this rachila. Yet it's not considered dam in terms of vani nasatav lochem al amizbech lechaper al nafshoy seichem. You cannot put it on the mizbech. So again, exhale before we go weiter and now return to our regular program, which is chatos and ashm toloi. So the side of what we had in today's daf was that even though the Torah says very clearly that if somebody eats dam, it's very, very bad. There's a chi of karis. And what's the definite, what type of dam are you not allowed to eat? Dam of an oif, dam of a behema, including that as a chai. But not all dams of an oif and a behema and a chai are going to be awesome. So in yesterday's daf, we saw not all dams for sure. Dam of a human being, of fish, of grasshoppers, etc. In today's daf, we saw that even when you narrow it down to the oif and the behem and the chai, even then it's not all dam. Which dam is it? It's dam anefesh. Where does that come from? Psukim in the Torah. All you have to do is to be mavasedra to know this, because the Torah keeps on emphasizing that the reason there's an isser dam is ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. It's related to the fact that dam and the nefesh is the same. Ki nefesh habasar badam. The Torah repeats this a few times. So the question is, what's considered the dam anefesh? Dam atamsis, dam hakaza, the third stage, the fourth stage, regardless. As it relates back to the sugyas of chatos and ashram talis. When do you bring a carbon chatos? If somebody does an aver b'shoigik that he had done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karas. The classic example is chatas chelav, right? You find very often chatos and chatas chelav are synonymous. Chatas chelav is just an example of a chatos. The Mishnah mentioned all the chayvi chatos, the 36 chayvi krisis. For 34 of them, you bring a carbon chatos if you do it b'shoigig, except for Pesach and Milah. Every other one, if you do b'shoigig, you're going to have to bring a carbon. So really, you can say a chatos Yom Kippur, and a chatos Chil Shabbos, and a chatos Avodah Zarah. Stating that, the most common chatos that's referred to in Shas is chatos. So let's stick with the common example. Somebody eats chaylev, which had he done b'mezid, would have been chayv karas b'shoigig, he brings a carbon chatos. What if somebody has a suffix if he ate chaylev b'shoigig? There was a piece of meat, it was suffix chaylev, suffix shumen, or maybe there were two pieces. pieces of meat. But you had a chaticha, safik chelev, safik shumen, you ate it b'shoigeg, so you have a safik, chayve krisos b'shoigeg, then the halacha is to bring an asham tali. If you later find out that you violated the aveira, now you're going to have to bring an asham tali. We have a machloikis in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Nechum, a very important machloikis that comes up a lot. And that is, what if somebody was moyel behakdash? If somebody was moyel behakdash, so the halacha is, we're going to learn mesachtas me'ila, it's the next mesachta, starting next week. But if someone's moel behektish, b'shoigeg, the halach is he has to bring a carbon. Not a carbon chatos, he has to bring a carbon asham. It's one of the five ashamos. It's known as an asham me'ilos. What does me'ila mean? It means you benefited from hektish. So think of a ganev. If someone's a ganev, right, you know what that means? Pachas yoiser, right? We have all have a general idea of what it means to be a ganev or a gazlan. That's what a moel behektish is. But you're not stealing from edyet. Instead, you're stealing from hektish. You're being nenashav. That's not mamish the same thing, but that's the concept. The concept is that you're having hana from hektish, which is technically not yours. Instead of chiyuve gzela, you have chiyuve me'ila. The point is, if somebody is moil from hektish b'shoigig, he has to bring an asham me'ilas. What happens if someone has a suffix, if he was moil from b'shoigig? Does he bring an asham talui, or does he not bring an asham talui? Pashtis, you would say, for sure not. Because what's the definition of asham talui? If you have a suffix chatos, you bring an asham tali. Here you don't have a suffix chatos. Here you have a suffix asham, a suffix asham me'ilos. Why is it that for a suffix asham me'ilos, there would be a halacha that you should bring an asham tali? Stating that, there's an ashitas, Rabbi Akiva, that the Mishnah begins with. Rabbi Akiva, mechayiv, al suffix me'ila asham tali. Rabbi Akiva said that if somebody has a suffix, whether he was male behektish, he has to bring an asham tali. Rabbi Akiva is ma'idish, ene maybe es milosoi, adshi es vadaloi, sheyavi, ima yasham, says Rabbi Akiva, that even though I hold that there's a concept of bringing an asham toloi for someone that has a suffix, whether or not he was mael behektish, but I agree that as it relates to the keren v'chaymish, the monetary component of every mi'ila, that you're for sure not going to bring unless you're bringing the asham value. So if someone's mael behektish, in addition to bringing the carbon asham, he also has to pay behektish back whatever he took from him. Not just that, you have to add a fifth. So there's a Karen and there's a Chaymish. Says Rabbi Akiva, even though I'm being Mechadish and Asham Toloi by an Asham Eilois, that's only as it relates to the Ikachiv, but the carpet. But as it relates to the monetary component, that when you know for sure, if you know for sure, ever, that you were Moyo, then you'll bring an Asham Vaday, and then you'll pay for it. But up until now, all you're going to do is bring the carpet. I'm Reb Tarfin. Malaz and maybe Shtei Asham. He says, Rabbi Akiva, I disagree with you. He says, why should you do that? You're going to bring an Asham Tali, and then later you're going to find out, and you're going to have to bring an Asham Vaday. I have a better idea. I think what you should do is you should bring right now an Asham for two slum. That's what the minimum wage, right? There's a minimum dollar amount of how much you had to spend for a carbon asham. That's one of the chumras that you find by asham, that you had to spend a certain dollar amount. If you didn't pay two slum, it's a possible carbon. Interesting halacha. But either way, I suggest that you bring an asham, you pay the two slum, you tack on the me'il and the chaymish, the yoimer, you should make a tonight. In vaday ma'alti, if I for sure was my ozumi lasi, okay, so I'm done. I want this to be my asham vaday, my asham me'ilos, and I want this to be the payment that I'm going to have to bring this. Suffik ma'alti, if it's only a suffik, hamois nadava, then the money that I'm paying now should be a nadava. For asham talui shemi minchu mevi alhoida, mevi alhoida, and let the carbon be an asham talui, and the money will just be a nadava. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, we'll explain this in a minute. Near in dvar b'milah muta, I agree with you, Rabbi Tarfin, as it relates to a small me'ila. Makes sense. Shari yavu liyadei suffik me'ila b'meya mana. But what if it's a bigger amount? La yafu lei sheyavu yashav b'shtei slum v'la yavu suffik me'ila b'meya mana. And Moed Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin, b'milah muta. This is a complicated Mishnah, but it's really not. And that is as follows. Really, you have to understand one halacha, and that is that when we say that the person that was moel b'hektish had to bring an asham me'ilos, in addition to that, he also had to pay the Karen V'chaymish. The Karen V'chaymish and the Asham had to come together. That's an important halacha to know in order to understand this Mishnah. The two had to come together. So Rav Tarfin came, Rav Tarfin said, I have an idea. Rav Tarfin says, I understand. You're going to bring an Asham Talui now, and then in a week from now, you're going to find out you had to bring an Asham Vali, you're going to bring another carbon. Doesn't make sense. I have a better idea. It's the same carbon. So maybe just make a Tanai. We could make this work with the world of Tanai. You could bring the carbon and say, if I need to bring an Asham Vada, let this be an Asham Vada. And if not, then it won't be Chulam Azara, it's going to be an Asham Tali. Now, it's not so simple, because let's say you had to bring an Asham Vaday, then you're going to have to pay for it right now, because the money has to come together with the carbon. So says Rav Tarfin, that's fine, pay for it now. What's the big deal? Just pay. You have to pay Karen V'chaymish, what's your cost? $100? $100?
take the carbon, put it together, and make it work. Zok Rabbi Akiva, why, Reb Tarfon, are you assuming that that makes sense from a financial perspective? I'm not so sure that that makes sense. It says, really, it depends on what the Me'ila was. If the Me'ila was $100, like in this case, so you're going to go ahead now, you're going to bring one carbon, why, to Fadin a second carbon from a financial perspective. You're going to pay the $100, you have no choice, because if you want this carbon to maybe work for an asham v'adi, you're going to have to pay for it now. So you're going to pay $100, you're going to bring your asham, and you're going to be yaitzah the asham amonavchach, asham tali or asham v'adi. So how much out of pocket are you? The asham tali costs 2 slotin plus $100. If you do it my way, I think it makes more sense. Bring an asham tali, which costs you 2 slotin. Don't pay for it. Wait and see what happens. If you need to bring an asham v'adi, you'll bring another asham and you'll pay for it then. But from a financial standpoint, doesn't it make more sense to maybe not have to pay at all and at the expense of bringing another carbon? So really, it depends. It depends what's more. Is the other carbon more? Or is the payment more? That's exactly what Rabbi Akiva said. He said, Nirin dvar b'me'ilamuta. I hear what you're saying, if the payment is not so much. So maybe instead of bringing a second carbon, just bring one carbon, make the minimal payment. And like this, you'll fadin financially having to bring a second carbon. But if it's a lot of money, it doesn't make any sense. So regardless, Rabbi Akiva seemed to think of it in terms of the dollars and cents perspective. What did Reb Tarfon hold? Reb Tarfon couldn't make this cheshbon. So Reb Tarfon obviously argued with Rabbi Akiva fundamentally. The bottom line is that there's a machloikis, and this is going to be the main part of the sugya. It's the first part of the mission, the easier part, not the harder part. And that is machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. Someone has a suffix if he was mayo behakdish b'shoigi. Do you bring an asham tali or do you not bring an asham tali? Why not? Because usually you only bring an asham tali if you have a suffix chatas. Here you don't have a suffix chatas. Here you have a suffix carbon asham. Zok Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. It says ve'im nefesh in the parish of asham tali l'chayev al suffix me'il. Rabbi Akiva says from the word v'im nefesh, it's coming to teach me yichayev hasham. The chachamim say no, punch. You're going to be potter. Says the Gemara. Lema b'hakum mifli. What's the machlis? Rabbi Akiva said, "The made the melium mitachdim." For Rabban and Sabri, "Ela made the melium mitachdim." So if you had a chumash in front of you, you would see that the parish of hasham Eloys and the parish of hasham tali are mentioned one after the other. So first you have the parish of hasham Eloys. The next parish is the parish of hasham tali. Says the Gemara. First glance sounds like Rabbi Akiva saying that because of the smichos of the two parashiyas, you learn one from the other. So you have Hashem Me'ilais, then you have Hashem Tali. So Hashem Tali is going back and it's teaching me on Hashem Me'ilais. That we have a suffix, Hashem Me'ilais, you bring in Hashem Tali. Even though you're learning Elyoin Mitachtoin, you're learning something that was mentioned first from something that's mentioned later, right? Usually you would introduce an idea and then mention a whole bunch of things afterwards to what that idea applies. Here you're going in the reverse. Here you have the Parsha Me'ila, then I'll mention Asham Tali, and Asham Tali is going to go backwards. But either way, maybe it's Rabbi Akiva holds you can learn Elyoin Mitachtoin. Chum hold, you can't learn Elyoin Mitachtoin. So the Makar, the first stab at a Makar for Rabbi Akiva is the smichos between the Parsha Me'ila and Asham Tali. The smichas teaches me that Hashem Tolui relates to Hashem Eloys. But the Gemara says that can't be. Why? Everybody holds you learn Eli Mitachtoin. Tim Kechus, if you can tell me you don't learn Eli Mitachtoin, soften the Vembok, Eli Mishkachas Lahu. The Torah in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when it mentions the carbon oil, so it says if you want to bring from the Vembok a whole Parsha. Then it says if you want to bring it from Tzayin, you have to shecht it in Bitzafin. And we know that the oil always has to be brought Bitzafin. All Kachigit Hashem Abitzafin. How do you know it? You learn it from Tachton. You learn Elyon Mitachton. Everybody holds Elyon Mitachton. Because if you don't know Elyon Mitachton, you don't know that if you shecht an oilo, that's a ben bakar, it has to be betzof. Ela, hocha, any time you draw a bottom, but you the patri. It's not because fundamentally they hold you can't learn an Elyon Mitachton. Rather, the gemir, mitzvah, chatz, all the gzer shav. Mala halam by chatos, it's dovash chayavan as doinikos, vashu gugos, say chatos, fals fake, yashum tolu, that's where you have sofa gashum tolu. Av kosha chayavan as doinikos, fals fake, chatos, as you gugos, say yashum tolu. Fuki mi ilo, then chayavan as doinikos, mil doesn't have chorus. The tiny one into the price, he's a bit. If someone did Mila b'meizid, Rebbe Yomir b'misa, the Chachamim Oimrim be'azara. So you want to know why the Chachamim hold that there's no Asham Tali by a Me'ila? It's because when do you bring an Asham Tali? Where it's a Safik Chavi Krisis. How do I know that? Mitzvahs from Chatas. Asham Me'ilos doesn't have Karis. At best it has Misa, and if it's for that Misa B'dei Shamayim, which is not the same as Karis, and it's for that reason, you're not going to have an Asham Tali. Rabbi Kiva Safar, what Rabbi Kiva Ki? Alfida Mitzvahs, Michatas Chelev, Lahachiyu Dafinan. It's true, we learn Mitzvahs. There is such a Gzeri Shavar, but it's for something else. To teach Ma'al Halam B'Kavua, Afkam B'Kavua. It's to teach with the Iker part, that the only time you bring Asham Tali is if it's a Safik Chatas Kavua. Lafuka Eilav Yairid Aloy, where the Chatas would be an Eilav Yairid, and you have a Safik over there, then you would. Rabbanan Sabri, the Rabbanan don't hold that you use the Gzeri Shavar for that, they do. They hold the Gzeri Shavar the Mechza. You're right. You have the Gzeir Shavit teaches me that the only time you bring an Asham Tali is if it's a Chattas Kavu. It also teaches me that there's no Asham Tali by an Asham Eilois. What, Rabbi Kiva holds there is Gzeir Shavit Lamechza? So you're right. Everybody holds Ein Gzeir Shavit Lamechza. And based on the Gzeir Shavit, the Chachamim should be right. They should hold. They have Gzeir Shavit from Asham Tali to Chattas to teach me the only time you bring an Asham Tali is if it's a Chavi Krisis. So what's Pshan Rabbi Akiva? Why is Rabbi Kiva hold Safik Me'ila, which is not Karis, you bring an Asham Tali? It says ve'im nefesh. There's a vav. Vav moisef al inyan rishon ve'ilamed elyon mitachtoin. Meaning, it's not simply a smichos. It's a hekesh. It works with one of the yud gam amidah shatar and nidrashas them because there's a vav ve'im nefesh. And the vav, the Gemara initially thought it's just the fact that the two are mentioned next to each other. You learn one from the other. No, we're saying it's much more than that. There's a hekesh, there's a vav that's mechaber the two parashiyas. And being that there's a vav that's mechaber the two parashiyas, so now already we have a positive, proactive limud that we can darshan. We have a hekesh, and the hekesh teaches me that whatever I have in one, I have in the other. So I have Asham Talui by Me'ilois. Rabban and Savi, what do Rabban do with this hekesh? They hold that, I agree there's a hekesh, but I learn it for something else. Tachtoin hu degam me'ali. It's not to teach me something of Mi'ila from Asham Tali, but to the contrary, I learned Asham Tali from Mi'ila. With regards to what? The Asham Akas of Shkalim. They teach me that halacha that there's a minimum dollar amount for an Asham. That's mentioned by one of the Ashamis. It's mentioned by the Asham Mi'ilas. How do I know Asham Tali also has a minimum dollar amount? That's something I learned from the Hekesh. Rabbi Kiva Sava in Hekesh Lamechza. Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, you're right, but once you have a Hekesh, I have a Hekesh. So the Hekesh is going to teach me that there's Asham Tali by Asham Mi'ilas. The Chal Rabbanu Sava Yesh Hekesh Lamechza. What's the Rabbanu Hol Yesh Hekesh Lamechza? Vakamilot Ein Hekesh Lamechza. The Gemara says, you're right. Kuli Yam Ein Hekesh Lamechza. Really, everybody holds Ein Hekesh Lamechza. If that's the case, isn't there a Hekesh? So if there's a Hekesh, what's Pshat now in the Chachamim? Achang a time in the Rabbanu, the Gemiri Mitzvahs. Because they hold this Gzeirah Shava. Afka Mehekesha. And the Gzeirah Shava is mapping it from the Hekesh. So it's true there's a Hekesh, but at the same time there's a Gzeirah Shava. Rabbi Akiva, what about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, on the one hand, you have the Hekesh that tells me that there should be Asham Tali Basham Nilois. On the other hand, I have a Gzeirah Shava that tells me that there shouldn't be Asham Tali Basham Nilois. The Chachamim say the Gzeirah Shava wins. Pashut, it sounds like Gzeirah Shava is better than Hekesh. Was Rabbi Kiva hold Hekesh is better than Gzeirah Shava? Mara doesn't say that. Mara said Rabbi Kiva holds Asham Bekesev Shkolim Nafkali Mizois Teira Sa Asham Teira Achas L'chola Ashamois. Rabbi Kiva holds, you know how you know that there's a minimum dollar amount for the Asham Tali? I know it from a different pasuk, from the words Zois Teira Sa Asham, which teaches me Teira Achas L'chol HaAshamos. If that's the case, I'm not using the Hekesh for that. If I'm not using the Hekesh for that, then what am I using the Hekesh for? I need to use it for something. Must be, it's coming to teach me that there's Asham Tali B'Ashamilis. I mean, Rabbi Kiva's might the Gzeirah Shavah is better than Hekesh. And if this was a Gzeirah Shavah going up against a Hekesh, the Gzeirah Shavah is going to win that matchup every day of the week. The point over here is something else. The point is that I don't have anything to do with this Hekesh, according to Rabbi Akiva. What are you using it for? To teach me Tachtim Eliyahin? I know that from Zayis Teres HaAsham. Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold, I can't use it from Zayis Teres HaAsham. Because Avagav Tachsiv Zayis Teres HaAsham, it's Terech Lemichta Ve'im Nefesh, Vav Moisef Al Inyan Rishayin, Ve'ilami Tachtim Eliyahin. Zayis Teres HaAsham doesn't do the trick. I need the vav. Why? Because imi zayis teres ha'asham. Had I only zayis teres ha'asham, I mean, I would have thought. I mean, the teres ha'achas chal ha'ashamis. Hani bilbashar ha'ashamis. I would have thought it's only true by other ha'ashamis. Vadoim, vaday ha'ashamis. Avol ha'asham talu. Kibin asaf echel of kasi. Ema lo yehei svek ha'chamim vadoi. I would think that maybe it doesn't have a minimum dollar amount because it doesn't make sense that the suffix should be more chamer than the vaday. My vadoi chatos bas danka. If you know for sure you have a chavik krisus, you can bring a chatos and you can pay a danka, which clearly is a small dollar amount. Av sveka yosham bar danka. See, you would think an asham should be the same. Bottom line is, what the Gemara is saying is that the reason the Rabbanon hold that there's no Asham Talui by a Safik Mi'ila is because they learn mitzvahs, Gzeirah Shava, it says mitzvahs by Asham Talui, it says mitzvahs by Chatas. Chatas is a Chavi Krisus. The only time you bring an Asham Talui is when you have a Safik Chavi Krisus. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a Hekesh. It says Ve'im Nefesh. We're makish the parish of Asham Tali to Asham Me'ilois. So we learn from there that if there's a Safik Me'ila, you are going to bring an Asham Tali. Okay, the Chum hold of Gzeirah Shava, Rabbi Kiva holds of a Hekesh. So what the Machlokes is what's better, Gzeirah Shava, Hekesh? The Gemara says, no, everybody holds Gzeirah Shava is better than Hekesh. It's that the question over here is that whether or not there's anything else to do with the Hekesh. Because the Gzeirah Shava for sure has another application. I'm going to use the Gzeirah Shava to teach me the Halacha that there's no Asham Tali where If you knew for sure you did the Aveira, you'd bring an oil of a yari. So I'm going to use the Gzeres Shava. Question is, Rav Shalakayim Shneim, could we all live nicely together? Is it possible to darshan the Gzeres Shava and the Hekish? Rabbi Akiva says there is no other application of this Hekish. There's nothing else to do with the Hekish. So if there's nothing else to do with the Hekish, so then this is obviously what we're going to use the Hekish for. According to Chachamim, you have what to do with the Hekish. I need the Hekish to teach me the halacha of a minimum dollar amount for an Ashim Tali. So really what it boils down to is, you're going to have the Gzeres Shav, you're going to have the Hekish Mamadav Shach. The question is, do you want to have a Gzeres Shav L'mechza or a Hekish L'mechza? There, Chama right. Avada, you'd rather have a Hekish L'mechza than a Gzeres Shav L'mechza, because Gzeres Shav is better than a Hekish. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a question of a Gzeres Shav L'mechza or of a Hekish L'mechza. It's a question of a Gzeres Shav L'mechza and no Hekish, or a Gzeres Shav L'mechza and a Hekish. It makes more sense to, at the very least, darshan the Hekish. I hope that made sense. I think it did. Either way, suck the Gemara Vayter. One last question, and that is, ho, nicha l'mando darish, zoyis teras ha'asham. This is all good, according to Mandama, that darshins, zoyis teras ha'asham. Ela l'mando loy darish, zoyis teras ha'asham. Ma yikil l'meymer. So if you darshan zoyis teras ha'asham, then it's very good, this whole cheshbon, because the cheshbon's predicated on not needing the Hekish to teach me the minimum dollar amount for the Asham. As a result, I'm going to use the Hekish to teach me Rabbi Akiva's halacha. But you see from the Gemara, Zayis Teres Asham is not such an ironclad Rasha. Now we just said Rabbi Akiva Darshan Zayis Teres Asham. But for some reason, the Gemara is going back with this. If you don't Darshan Zayis Teres Asham, is there still a way to make Rabbi Akiva work? The Gemara says, yeah, you could still make it work. How so? Yalef be'erkecha be'erkecha be'asham ilo. You still know this halacha minimum dollar amount because it's a gzeres shav be'erkecha be'asham ilo. What about asham shiv charufa where it doesn't say be'erkecha? Yalfina ba'ayil ba'ayil. There's a way to make that work as well. Either way, the second part of the Mishnah discussed this machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Reb Tarfin of what you do if you have a suffix. Reb Tarfin agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Safik me'ila, you can bring an asham tali. The question is, could I bring one asham and make a tanai? Or that either it's going to be an asham tali or it's going to be an asham adai? And it sounded like you could. And really, there seemed to be a machlokes whether practically it makes sense. Why would it practically not make sense? Because if you're going to make your asham into an asham adai, you're going to have to pay now also. So it might not make sense. Maybe better off just bringing an asham tali, not making any monetary payments, and wait it, play it out. If you have to make the payment later, you make the payment later. In fact, Rabbi Akiva said, I would sit down with an accountant and work it out. Is it a me'ilah ma'uta? It's a me'ilah ma'ruba? Just work out the numbers. That seemed to be the idea. But either way, there is a concept of making it tonight. What was Reb Tarfin's lashon when he said, make it tonight? He said as follows. He said, the person should say, im vadei ma'alti zu'imi lasi. V'im safik ma'alti, and if it's a safik, v'eit the gemara, my kama, v'im safik, it's for sure a safik, right? If it's vaday, what's the other side? Either yeah or no. Not either yeah or safik, you're in a state of safik. The safik is yeah or no, so my kama, merava tini, im besveikai oimed lo oilav, yei basham. Not if it's, we're going to find that it was a safik, but if you're always going to remain in a state of safik, then this will end up being your asham tali. Shemim min shehevi al hoida, maybe al hoida. Soif, soif, v'eit the gemara, ki misil yedolei, boi la suya yashem vada. The Gemara asks a fest akash. It's one line. We're going to go through this quickly. And that is, there's halach in karban chatas. You can't bring a karban chatas unless you know for sure that you have to bring a karban chatas. Right? Remember the hard daffin from the beginning of the week? There's halach of yediyah. Shouldn't there be halach of yediyah by a karban asham as well? You can't bring an asham milis unless you know you have to bring the asham milis. And this Mishnah L'chur, you see, not that way. Because the Mishnah says, I have no idea what happened, and I'm going to bring a carbon now, I'm going to make it tonight. Either it's an asham talu or it's an asham vaday. What do you mean? If you find out later that you had to bring an asham vaday, how could this have been your asham vaday? You didn't have yediyah. You made it at a time where you had no idea what was going on. Amar Rav, mi divrei shneya milma. One thing you can take away from Shneya, Sai Rabbi Akiva, Sai Rabbi Tarfin, that Asham Vaday Loi Boy Yediyah Lekatchilo, that even though there's Aloch of Yediyah when it comes to Chatas, but there's no Aloch of Yediyah when it comes to Vaday. Either way, exhale two Ha'aris going back to the Sugya of Dan. Start with the more intense Ha'ara, and we probably won't have time for the lighter Ha'ara. But the Mishnah, so we went through a daf and a half of Gemaras as it relates to the Aloch of Dan. And tucked away in today's daf, there was a very, very important gemara. It's one line. The makar to it is krisus daf chav beis, and it's something that's marishay lamois in the world of rain. Something that we've spoken about more than once, but the aim based medrash b'lay chiddush. We have to talk about it now simply because the makar to it is krisus daf chav beis. The gemara said, "Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav." The Mishnah said that if somebody somebody's eating an animal, kosher animal. And he wants to eat the heart of an animal. So you have to rip it up and you have to remove the blood. Loi karoi, if you did it, ain't a oiver olav. You're not oiver, meaning you're not going to be chayiv karis, for sure. Said Rav, that's only true if it was the lave of an oif. And the reason is because an oif is very small. Its heart is very small. It's pachas mikazayas. So if it's pachas mikazayas, it's never going to be negeya. It's never going to be achi of karis. Because achi of karis is only if you eat a shear. What's the shear kazayas? Avalev behemo. The yesh by kazayas. Aser, it's going to be aser. Vechayov and olav. It's mavur in this Gemara that the shear for achilas dam is bikazayas. It's clear. What was Rav's lashon again? Loish son rol b'leiv ha'oiv ha'yul ve'im by kizayis. Avalev behem of the yesh by kizayis aser v'chayav and olav kikaris. And at first glance, it's sarach beer because dam is a mashka, and being that dam is a mashka, it's a beverage, and being that it's a mashka, it's a liquid. So for that reason, it should be berevius. Shiurei oichlin are always b'kizayis. Shiurei mashkin are always berevius. Right? If you want to know if you have to make a bracha achrayna, so did you drink a revius? Did you not drink a revius? It's always shiurei achila is b'kizayis. Shiurei mashkin is berevius. So why dam, which is a mashka, why is it that the shiur is b'kizayis? The emes is the Rambam brings us in Hilchus. Hilchos Macholos Asurois. It's in Perik Vav Alocha Aleph. Ha'oichel Kizayis Min Adam B'Mezit Chayiv Karis B'Shoigig Mevi Chatos Kavua. Again, the shear is B'Kizayis, and the question is why. Since Yidua, the Reb Chaim Briska said that the reason the shear is B'Kizayis is not because it's an oichel. Dam is really a mashka, but because when the Torah mentions the Isser Dam, the Torah says thou shall not eat blood. Over and over and over again. We went through all the psukim. V'chol dam lo yisoichlu. The Torah continuously says, you're not allowed to eat. Ki kol oichel dam. V'nichas, there's an iser achiva. And being that the Torah says, don't eat it, it's for that reason it's b'kizayis. Reb Chaim said, it's because kizayis and revius is not dependent on whether what you're putting in your mouth is an oichel or a mashka. But rather, what it depends on is what the Lashon HaTorah was. If the Torah said, thou shalt not eat it, Isser achila is b'kizayis. If the Torah said thou shalt not drink it, then it's going to be berevius. So the determining factor is not is it an oichel or is it a mashka. The determining factor is what the Torah say in its azara. If the Torah said don't eat it, then it's going to be b'kizayis. If the Torah said don't drink it, then it's going to be berevius. By the Isadam, the Torah said don't eat it. I mean that the Torah said don't eat it. It's for that reason, the shear is going to be b'achila. The Briskarov was moisef that the Ramban in Hilchis Trumois, when he talks about the Isser for a Zar to eat Trumois, it says the Rambam, what's the Shir Isser Truma? It said, Kushem Shachilas Truma Bekizayas, just like it's Pashit, that if a Zar eats Truma, what's the Shir as it relates to the Misa B'dei Shemayim and the Malchus, it's Bekizayas, Kach Shtiyasa, so to the Shir Shtiyas Truma is also Bekizayas. And the Briskarov said at first glance, it's a Pella. Why should it be Bekizayas? Again, shouldn't it be Berevius? Said the Briskarov, because when the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat Truma, it says, V'chol Zar Lo Yoichal Kodesh. That's the Azor of the Truma. It says Lo Yoichal, being that the Torah said it Achila, and in Lo Yoichal is included Achila and Shtia. But the point is, the Lashon HaTorah was Achila. Wherever the Lashon HaTorah is Achila, this year is going to be the Gezayas. It's if the Lashon HaTorah is B'Shtia, that's where you have the Halacha of Revius. We've spoken that in the past, that Rav Meshulam David HaLevi Soloveitchik, in his Shiurim HaMasechtes Nazar, Reb David, has a tremendous arichos on this Reb Chaim and this Yisoyev from the Biskarov, and he brought other rayas to the same idea. There's the Sefta Masechtes Psachim that says that if somebody drinks chametz, somebody drinks chametz, what's the shear? It's b'kizayis. There's the Sefta Masechtes Krisos. If somebody would take chalev, and he would liquefy it, and then he would drink it. So he didn't eat the chalev, he drank the chalev. What's the shear? It's b'kizayis. And again, at first glance, it's a pella. Why is the shear shtias chametz b'kizayis? Shouldn't it be berevius? Why is the shear shtias chalev b'kizayis? Shouldn't it be berevius? So said Reb David, like Reb Chaim's raid, it's pashit. It's very simple. Because the Torah never says you're not allowed to drink chametz. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat chametz. The Torah doesn't say kol chalev lo yishta. It says kol chalev lo yoichal. I mean that the Torah used the lashon achila. So wherever there's a lashon achila, the shear is always going to be b'kizayis. Wherever the lashon is a lashon of shtia, that's where the shear is going to be berevius. This is all raid that we've spoken about on multiple occasions. But the ein base medrash b'loy chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, Perik Yud, Halacha Gimel, is continuing to discuss this halacha that a zar is not allowed to eat truma. So it says the Rambam, the shear is b'kizayis, it doesn't matter if you're eating it, it doesn't matter if you're drinking it. It says the Rambam, achal, achal, achal. What if somebody eats truma in two phases. He eats, he stops, and then he eats again. Or shasa, v'chaza v'shasa. This is a very yisoidist nigger Rambam. Im yesh mitchilas achilu rishoyna, ad soif achila achroyna, kidei achilas pras. If from when he started eating until he finished eating, there was a shear of kidei achilas pras, what is that? 2 to 9 minutes. So then, or says the Rambam, umitchilas shtir rishoyna, ad soif shtir achroyna. Says the Rabbi, you want to know how achilo is truma and shtiyah is truma amitzdar. Says Rabbi, depends. If you're eating truma, it has to be b'chtei achilas pras. If you're drinking truma, it has to be b'chtei shtiyah revias. The Rambam saying a gevaldig chiddush. The Rambam saying, what's the sheer tziruf as it relates to mashka shtiyah? It's not b'chtei achilas pras. It's b'revias. The Ravid right here, Amar Avram, he's matmiya. He's matmiya on this Rambam. He says, I know where the Rambam got it from. He was misled by a tosefta. But the bottom line is, the Rambam for sure is not saying the right halacha. He says, how do I know that? It's a mefurish mishnah. Where is it a mishnah? In Masechtas Krisos, we learned this together not very long ago. The Mishnah was on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah over there was discussing the halacha of Kidei Achilas Pras. Had it come up, because if someone eats a Chatzi Zayis, Chela B'Shoyge, and another Chatzi Zayis, Chela B'Shoyge, the halacha is B'Kidei Achilas Pras, it's going to be Mitzdar. And then the Mishnah digressed. And the Mishnah mentioned other halachas where you find the sheer tziruf of Achilas Pras. Ochal Oichlin Tmeyim. If somebody would eat Oichel, that's Tameh. So halachas, if someone eats Oichel, that's Tameh, certain sheer, he himself becomes Tameh. It's a Tomei D'Rabbah. V'shosam Mashkim Tmeim, or if you drink Mashkim Tmeim, or Shasa Revias Yayim Vinichnas Lamikdash Vishaki De Achilas Pras, which the Gemara explained means, or someone entered the Beis HaMikdash Bishtuye Yayim, but he drank a Revias of Yayim in a Shir Kidei Achilas Pras, the halacha is, etc., etc., etc. Says the Ravid, two of the three examples that the Mishnah gave in its digression increases Yud Beis Amid Beis was Shtiyah. Somebody drank mashkin tmeyin. Someone drank wine and he entered the Beis HaMikdash and he did the avodah. There's halacha. If you didn't do it in one shot, two shtiyos could be mitzdarif, b'chtei achilas pras. Says the Ravid, we're dealing with a mashka, and still you see the shiyos k'dei achilas pras. Zavos like the Rambam that the shiyos achilas pras is only by an achila, it's not by a shtiyah. It's k'negan ha'mefurish ha'sugi ha'mesech t'skrisis. That's the Ravid's kasha. I am b'nei sekelim on the Rambam. They all say yeshuvim to answer this Rambam. But the focus is not going to be the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. The focus is something else. The Rambam said that when it comes to macholos asurois, what's the halacha in terms of shir tziruf? It's b'chtei achilas pras. I'm yesh mitchilas achila rishoyna. At soif achila achroyna k'dei achilas pras. Then yachay. What about shtiyo? Says the Rambam. If you have mitchilas shtiyos rishoyna. At soif shtiyo achroyna k'dei shtiyas revias. Shtiyas revias. Harayelu mitzlar from the gazayis. The sheer tziruf is not a sheer of k'dei achilas pras. The sheer tziruf is a sheer of revias. Ever since the Rambam says this again in Hilchas Macholos Asuros. This time it's in Perek Yod Dalet. Says the Rambam, V'chein ha-shoyse revias shal stam yenom. If someone drinks a revias of stam yenom, ma'at ma'at, oy shehimcha es ha-chometz b'pesach, or he took chometz and he liquefied it. Oy es ha-chela v'gomei ma'at ma'at, oy sheshore min adam ma'at ma'at. Im shom mitchilo v'ad soiv k'dei shtiyas revias mitzdarfim. V'im lav, ein mitzdarfim. By the way, the Kesef Mishnah says, how do you even understand the Rambam? Someone drinks a revias, b'chtei shtiyas revias, yichayev, not b'chtei shtiyas revias, yichayev, you drank a revias. So obviously it's b'chtei shtiyas revias. That's the Kesef Mishnah very simply. No, it's not true. K'dei shtiyas revias means the normal way of drinking a revias. You can take it and you can take it down, right? You can gulp it down. So there's different ways to drink. K'dei shtiyas revias is the way people would usually drink a revias. This person did whatever he did. But regardless, again, the Rambam's talking about drinking something you're not allowed to drink. And the Rambam says, what's the shir? The shir is b'chtei shtiyas revias. Now, first glance, you're going to tell me, okay, it's a chiddush from the Rambam. The Rambam has to answer the Ravid's kashas and Uchas Trumas. How does it shim with the Mishnah and the Sugya Masechtas Krisos? Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Okay, a shver Rambam. We've heard of things like that. The problem is, this is even more shver. Why? Because we just said that the Rambam Shita is that when it comes to the Isser Shtias Truma, what's the shear? The shear is not revius. The shear is bekezayis. If somebody would take chametz and he would liquefy it, how much of it would you have to eat in order to be oiver? It's bekezayis. If somebody would take chalev and he would liquefy it, how much of it would you have to drink or eat in order to be chayev? It's pekazayas. Ay, it's a mashka. The Torah says, because it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat. And Reb Chaim said, you said, wherever the Lashon HaTorah is Isser Achila, then the halacha is always pekazayas. So if the shir Achila is pekazayas, why is the shir Tziruf b'chtei shtiyas revias? If the shir achilas bekazayis means you're treating it like an oichel. So if you're treating it like an oichel, then shouldn't it be bechdei achilas pras? So it's muchach. And as I state in Rabbi Shulam Dovin, I saw the Mechaschinuch has this kasha as well, that it's posh, you have to say, that even though we're saying a chiddush in the Rambam, that the Rambam held that the shir of Macholis Asurois, wherever the Torah says a Lashon Achila is always Bekezayis, that's only as it relates to the shir. The shir is totally in what the Lashon HaTorah was. It doesn't matter whether it's Oichel Mashka. What matters is that the Torah say, thou shalt not eat, or that the Torah say, thou shalt not drink. That's what it's totally in. If the Isser is an Isser Achila, then it's Bekezayis. If the Isser is an Isser Shtia, but the Isser is an Isser Shtia, that's when the shir is going to be revised. But as it relates to Chdei Achila's Pras, versus Kedei Shtias Revius, that's not totally in the Lashon HaTorah. That's totally, is it an Oichel or is it a Mashka? If it's an Oichel, it's Bechtei Achilas Pras. If it's a Mashka, then it's Kedei Shtias Revius. You have to know why, but as I state. And it's Muchach, then, that this Gewaldige Chiddush that we've spoken out so many times from the Rambam, that even though Dam is a Mashka, and even though if you drink truma, you have a glass of wine that's truma, or you liquefy your chametz, you drink a glass of beer, or you have chelev that's in a liquid state, halach is bekezayis, so we treat it as an oichel in terms of the ikka shir kezayis, but as it relates to the shir tziruf, then we're not going to look at it as an oichel. Over there, we're going to look at it instead as a mashka, and the Rambam Shita is that when it comes to mashka, it's not a shir tziruf bechtei achilas pras, but rather it's a shir tziruf bechtei shtias revi. This beautiful raid, Chlori Yisoydis, Brisky Yisoydis. Either way, if you want to see an Arichas in this, I am the Mechas Chinuch, a mitzvah Kuch Memches, I've gotten your gimel, he's Mechabim Terub Chaim's Yisoyd, and he says it in his own Nusach, I am Shom, yes, Kash is on, it's a beautiful, beautiful Arichas, a lot of Bekias in this, it touches on so many different Rambams. Just to end with one Aura, so we mentioned in the Daf, that if somebody wants to eat the heart of an animal, you want to eat the heart of an animal, you could eat it, but you just have to kasher it. And being that there's a lot of dam in the heart, so you have to tear it open and pull it out. And there's different halachas of how you go ahead and do it. It's based on the fact that the heart is considered saturated with blood. There's another organ in the body that's also saturated with blood. In fact, it's so saturated with blood that's impossible to remove the blood from it. And still you're allowed to eat it. And that is liver. Liver, the Gemara says, is full of blood. And at the same time, it's something that's okay. So much so, the Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis says, Amra le Yalta le Rav Nachman. Yalta told Rav Nachman. Yalta was Rav Nachman's wife. She said, Mechti, kol da asal lan rachmano shor lan kavase. Anything that the Torah said you're not allowed to eat, anything that's asr, there is also mutter. Meaning, if you want to be toyim this time of Isser, there's a mutter way to do it. Asal lan dama, you're not allowed to eat blood, shor lan kavda, but you can eat liver. Liver tastes like blood. Dam nida is aser, but there's something called dam toyer. There's certain times where dam nida is really tar. Chelev behema, chelev is aser. You can eat the chelev of a chaya. That's not aser. Chazer, you're not allowed to eat chazer. Yalta told Rav Nachman, but I know that if you want to know what a chazer tastes like, eat the meicha de shibuta. Eat the brain of a shibuta. Eishas ish. You're not allowed to be mezana with an eishas ish, but there's a concept of a grusha b'chaya baila, a little bit like an eishas ish. Eishas ach, you have your vama. Either way, she told Rav Nachman, I want to eat basa v'chalav. Is there a way for me to eat basa v'chalav? And what did he tell him? Yeah, eat the chal, eat the udder of an animal. That's basa v'chalav. But regardless, Yalta told Rav Nachman, I understand, asal andama sharla kavda. Why? And Rashi says, because the liver is it's all blood. That's really what it is. It's made up 100% of blood. Stating that, you're allowed to eat it. The Chasam Sofer on that Gemara right there in Masechtas Chulin says, he says, I never understood this. He said, Yalta told Rav Nachman that really the liver is full of blood. Stating that, it's okay. Says the Chasam Sofer, Imkein, if that's the case, Yesh Lachgar, Minolam Desharya. How do you know it's mutter? Nirma hu bichlal kol dam lo yisoichlo. Maybe it should be aser. He says that the Gemara Masechtas B'chayrus Davav says that it could be. The Gemara is sad that you shouldn't be able to eat. We saw this a little bit in yesterday's daf. The chalav of an animal, of a kosher animal. The chalav of an isha. Why not? Because the Gemara says, dam nechar v'nasa chalav. Because it comes from the daf. You see the heart, you have to rip open the heart and get rid of the blood. So why taka are you allowed to eat liver? Right? I mean, chopped liver is one of the most Jewish culturally ethnic foods. Yet it's not. Sometimes I don't understand why it's water. Why are you allowed to eat chopped liver? Right? Good kasha. Yesh lachar. L'chayr, it's all blood. Is there a makar to this? It's not a mufurish gemara. We didn't see the gemara where we learned Masechtas Chulin. Is it a gemara to Tosefta? What is it? It's a safri? Why are you letting it to cover the chayr if it's all blood? You have to remove the blood of all the organs. Damevar, okay, maybe not karis, but there is a, you have to take, get rid of all this blood. That's where you kasher an animal. So if you kasher meat because you have to get rid of all the blood, he says, I don't understand why it's okay. So he says that he saw the Lavush asks this kasher, and the Lavush says that two of the times that the Torah mentions this dam, it says, don't eat dam, al oritz tishbechenu kamoyim. And it said, maybe Chazal held that only when the dam is in a liquid state where you can be mekayim al oritz tishbechenu kamoyim, maybe only then are you going to have the halacha. But dam that's in a solid state, ironically, based on the rate we just spoke out, if the dam is a solid, it's only where it's liquid, where it's al oritz tishbechenu kamoyim, that you're going to have this halacha. Otherwise not. Either way, different achroinim have tried to find a makar. There's no mefurish a makar that chopped liver or liver. The kaved is mutter ba'achilo. The shayla is, right, it's very, very stressed. I found Rav David Yoel Weiss, and his Begadim Chadashim says that it's a pelotim, all the achroinim, because really, one of the Rishonim already addresses, Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parashas Re'eh, on that pasuk, rak chazak levilti achoy l'adam, the pasuk that we ended yesterday's daf with, says, uba loshein rak. What does the word rak mean? Lema'et ha'kovei t'kulei dam. Rak is always a meal. So in the parish of the Isser Dam, says the rak. Well, there's one exception. You know what the exception is? Liver. There's one exception to the rule. You're right. It's a gzeres ha'kosev. Ben B'chai couldn't understand it either. He said, must be, it's a gzeres ha'kosev. The word rak teaches me that liver is kosher.